Hi, my name's Suzanne Ingram. I have lived in this area really happily, not for a very long time, but a very happy time, probably about 4 and a bit years. So one of the first, I guess, really strong memories that I have is my auntie picking up my uncle, her husband, who's passed away now, Uncle Roy Carroll, because he was a boxing promoter. And he had a boxing tournament or a bout or something at Marrickville RSL, and I remember pulling up, and it was near where the station is now, if I recall correctly. I mean, I was a kid, so yeah. So that was one of the first things I actually remember about it being Marrickville. I grew up in Sydney's West, and I had a yard. I was very lucky. Part of it was that what attracted me was because there is space here, definitely the park, and being right near the river is really interesting as well, because where I was living out west was right near the river, on the Hawkesbury River. Yeah, so the river's pretty much, or river ways, I don't know, seem to kind of have some quiet background influence, I suppose, and well, I tend to park myself a bit. Yeah, really, I kind of have spent most of my life in places where it is close to a river. That's what our connection to country is. It's from connection to home country, and you know, if that's reflected somewhere, that gives a sense of, definitely gives a sense of belonging, you know. So yeah, I don't know. I kind of also do reflect a little bit, I think, Asher, on, you know, what one of the old fellas said to me years ago. You know, this is all our country. This is all our country. But when I say that, I mean in the sense that you pay it the same respects that you would if, you know, when you're on home country, exactly as you would expect people on your home country to pay those respects. Yeah, it's that two-way respect that we talk about.